Being here, and I would like to call to order the February 3rd, 2021 meeting of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Actually, Mr. Colome or Chair Colome, can I read some general housekeeping first?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Based on guidance from the California Department of Public Health and the California Governor's Stay-at-Home Order, Executive Order N3320, issued on March 19, 2020, to protect the health and well-being of all Californians and to establish consistency across the state to slow the spread of COVID-19, the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board will temporarily provide virtual access through a webinar and/or call-in option. Interested parties have been noticed of this virtual hearing board meeting and have been provided instructions on how to participate. Members of the public are afforded an opportunity to speak on any agenda items before consideration of that item. Persons wishing to speak may do so remotely via Zoom or telephone. To provide public comment via desktop or laptop or smartphone, click on the raise hand at the bottom of the screen. If participating via dial-in or telephone, press star 9. This will signal to the host that you would like to provide a public comment and you will be unmuted when it is your turn to speak. Persons may address the hearing board on any matter listed on the agenda via telephone or Zoom connection. Matters not listed on the agenda may be addressed during the public comment period of the agenda. All right, now I'm going to call roll. Mr. Colome?
Present.
Mr. Dressler?
Present.
Mr. Peters?
Here.
Mr. Saperstein?
Here.
And Chair Cox?
Here. All right. Well, thank you very much. First item of business for the board this time, for the hearing board, is the election of the chair and vice chair for 2021. Is there any discussion and nominations?
Mr. Cox, are you willing to continue?
Yes, I'm willing to continue. Frank or Mr. Peters, weren't you beforehand, didn't we have you and Mr. Dressler potentially as a chair and a vice?
May I address that, Chair Cox?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how long ago it was, but I remember at the end of a prior term of yours, I think you were only sat as chair for one meeting. Maybe I'm missing something, but we've hardly had the opportunity to enjoy your leadership as chairman. So anyway, my thought would be to at least go for two meetings in the next year as chair, but I yield.
All right. Yes, I'd be willing to serve, to continue to serve if there aren't any others who would be interested in being the chair.
That sounds good to me. I'll make the motion that we elect Lee Volker-Cox as chair for the upcoming year.
I'd second that. Peters.
Okay. So I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
Vice chair.
And for
you want to combine?
I think we should shouldn't we probably just do the chair first and then do the vice chair?
Yeah, let's do that. So we got a first and second for the chair. All in favor?
I would like to call roll call vote, if that's all right.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Mr. Colome?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. Okay. So now let's go ahead and talk about the vice. You have any comments, any nominations?
And our normal cycle would be the vice chair picked up the chair whenever we choose to do that. And I'm happy to turn over the vice chair to someone else. I've been chair a couple times over the years, so I'm happy to allow somebody else to.
Frank, are you willing to be vice chair?
Yes, I would be. I haven't had the opportunity. Well, I was vice chair. I did have that opportunity, but never got a chance to move up. So certainly I would be delighted to participate.
Then I'll make that motion that we elect Mr. Frank Peters as vice chair for the upcoming year.
A second. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other comment? Then go ahead and call the roll for the motion.
Mr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I know it was a hard campaign that I fought to get these positions here, but thank you very much for your continued confidence in the positions. So next item of business is the approval of the minutes of June 3rd, 2020. So it has been a little while since we've had a big meeting here. So may I get a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments or changes that need to be made to the June 3rd, 2020 meeting? Nothing heard? And get a roll call.
Mr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. We have not voted on the agenda and approved the agenda, have we?
Yes.
So, may I get a motion to approve the agenda with the items removed that have that are no longer applicable for today?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to accept the adopted the. Agenda with items that have been removed from removing the items that were removed for today.
And this is item D, Lee, on our agenda. Is that what we're looking at? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
A couple scripts here. All right, so do I have a motion and a second for the agenda items to approve the agenda?
I think you do.
Okay. Yeah. Then let's go ahead and get a roll call.
Mr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. Okay. We no longer have any continuation items. So, any announcements from the staff?
Yes. Okay. Good morning, Chair Cox and members of the hearing board. My name is Caitlin McNally, and I'm the Compliance Division Manager at the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District. I wanted to make one announcement, and then Eric Kett, the supervisor at the Air District for the Compliance Division, will make another announcement. So the first announcement is in follow-up to my staff announcement during the June 3rd hearing board meeting. And I wanted to share that we've made good progress on updating the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District hearing board policies and procedures. And we are almost finished drafting revisions to those for your board's review and approval. So we expect those changes to come soon. We don't have an exact date yet, but I wanted to give you a heads up that progress has been made and it will be coming to your board at a future date. And now I'll hand it over to Eric Kett.
Good morning, Chair Cox and hearing board members. My name is Eric Kett. I'm the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Compliance Division Supervisor. On June 3rd, 2020, the District Hearing Board heard and approved case number 2020-13N, which granted a 90-day variance to the Southern California Gas Company from the emission requirements of District Rule 333, subpart E1A, and the associated permit conditions of their Part 70 permit to operate. In short, the variance was for the from the emission requirements was needed to properly, the variance was from the emission requirements, and it was needed to properly break in the engine and compressor after a major overhaul that they have out at their plant. Variances of similar nature have been requested by the Southern California Gas Company on a somewhat routine frequency over the years. And for this reason, the board, the hearing board, requested that Southern California Gas Company and the district review the possibility of including the engine break-in period in future permitting. So I'm here today to provide to you the district's review of this matter. And the engineering department division here at the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District reviewed the Part 70 renewal package and provided a discussion of an alternating operating scenario, which would allow these engines to operate after an overhaul for approximately 150 hours during this break-in period. During this break-in period, the catalyst is not attached and the air fuel ratio controller is offline. Historically, SoCal Gas has had to obtain a variance for this operation. Based on the review, modifying the permit to include the proposed alternative operating scenario is not possible. District Rule 333, which was last revised in 2008, does not provide provision for operating the engine, any engine subject to the rule outside of the Section E emission standards. And this would be for any given period of time. Therefore, operation of the subject engine without the catalyst and air fuel ratio controller would violate the Rule 333E requirements. As you may be aware, the district is prohibited from permitting operations that would violate a district rule, and therefore we cannot include the alternative operating scenario as proposed in the permit. For now, variance coverage should be petitioned for whenever a break in operations are needed. A break in operation, not a break in the operation. Sorry about that. If Rule 3.3 undergoes a future revision, we have encouraged SoCal Gas to comment during that rulemaking process on the potential for adding startup, shutdown, and break-in allowances. But at this time, it is not possible to permit it. So in the future, should break-in operations be required, they'll be requesting a variance for that. Are there any questions on that? Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, the next item is public comment. Now's the time for members of the public to speak on items that are not on the agenda. Lorena, do we have anyone who's interested in speaking on any comments?
Chair Cox, it does not look like anybody has their hands raised.
Okay. Okay, next item is public hearings. Will the clerk please, let's see, we have no cases anymore, correct? Other than the administrative ones.
Mr. Chair, this is Maria Novak. My understanding is that the cases have been withdrawn or a continuance are being requested, but you should go through each agendized item. And if the petitioner is requesting a continuance, I believe the board should vote on that continuance. And perhaps if there is a date to when board would like to continue the matter, or take it off the agenda, either or, but it should be on the record. As to the petition that's withdrawn, it should be on the record that it has been withdrawn.
Okay.
The board needs to vote on that.
All right, so next item is public hearings. Will the clerk please read the first case into the record?
Public hearings, items G1, case number 2020-20-R, to consider a petition for regular variance from District Rule 206, Part 70 Permit to Operate 15136, Conditions 2C2BIV and 9C2B, submitted on November 19, 2020, for the enclosed ground flare. The petitioner operates the equipment described in the petition at the Tahiguas landfill, located approximately 26 miles west of the city of Santa Barbara.
Ms. All right. Clark, my understanding is that the petitioners requested a continuance. Is that correct? Was the continuance, the postponement, directed to the clerk?
The petitioner requested a withdrawal.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
All right.
I'll move that we accept the withdrawal.
Thank you.
And question, please.
Yes, Mr. Peters.
Withdrawal, that's different from to be considered at a future time, or they're not going to seek a variance in the future, or we don't know, just being withdrawn at this time?
Correct. Under the rules, that's what a withdrawal means.
Okay, so I let me ask here. So Ms. Novat, this is different than we've done it in the past for the board. And so as legal counsel, if that's what you're saying we need to do, then we probably need a little advice as to how we should proceed on some of these.
Well, how have you done it in the
past? In the past, it was withdrawn. Then at the beginning, we said items are no longer on the agenda and we didn't cover them.
Well, because it is on the agenda, you should say it's been withdrawn and, you know, there should be some roll calls saying that, you know, you approve the withdrawal or you're okay with the withdrawal. It should be on the record.
Okay. I mean, there isn't anything we can do about it though, right?
No, I mean,
it's been withdrawn. We can't tell them to come here and do this if they've withdrawn it, correct?
No, you cannot, but you should acknowledge the withdrawal on the record.
Okay.
So I'll restate my motion. I move that we accept the withdrawal.
I'll second that.
I guess I still have comments on this. I'm concerned about us taking motions and voting on things that we are not required to vote on and are not being presented. So I see this as an information item to the board that the item has been withdrawn and the board is recognizing that the item has been withdrawn. But a vote implies that we have the authority to have it not withdrawn.
And one other question, are they then operating in non-compliance if they have withdrawn this request?
Good morning, Chair and the District Hearing Board. This is Jeanette Gonzalez-Knight, the petitioner. I can speak to you these questions if you would like me to.
But see, that's what I'm saying. This is not what we've done in the past.
The matters have either been withdrawn or not withdrawn.
Correct.
It's a matter of acknowledging on the record that they've been withdrawn.
Okay. So that isn't necessarily requiring a vote to do that. The board can be informed that the item was withdrawn. A vote implies that the board can do something about it. Can the board do anything about that, Ms. Novat?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Of course not.
Okay, so then the board can be informed that the items were withdrawn. There's no requirement for the board to vote on whether an item is withdrawn or not.
The board can accept them.
You're muted, ma'am.
The board can accept the withdrawal.
Can the board not accept the withdrawal?
I understand what you're saying, Chair Cox. And for the simplicity and so that we can get the matters going, you may go ahead and do how you always have done it. I will research your rules, your policy and procedures. It's not that, you know, when it's a petition is withdrawn, it's withdrawn, but it has to be acknowledged on the record because it's on the agenda that's been withdrawn.
Okay.
So item G1 of the public hearing has been withdrawn.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Moving on to G2.
Item G2, case number 2021-01-RE, to consider a petition by the Air Pollution Control Officer of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District, submitted on January 12, 2021, for issuance of an order of revocation for permit to operate 8259-R11, permit to operate 11651-R4, permit to operate 15241, permit to operate 15361, and authority to construct 15342, pursuant to Health and Safety Code sections 42307 and 42309E4. California Asphalt Production, Inc. is the holder of said permits to operate and authority to construct of the air pollutant emitting equipment located at 1660 Sinton Road, Santa Maria, California, 93458. Respondent has failed to pay properly assessed fees and penalties pursuant to state law and District Rule 210 VA 1 and 2.
It is my understanding that this permit revocation petition has also been withdrawn. Correct, Madam Clerk?
Correct.
Does that imply that they have indeed paid their properly assessed fees and penalties?
That is my understanding, sir.
Yeah, very good. Congratulations.
All right, thank you. And moving on to item G3, please.
Item G3, case number 202104R. To consider a petition for regular variance from District's Rule 331 and 206, Part 70 Permit to Operate 9109-R4, Conditions 9C1BV, 9C1BVI, 9C1BVII, 9C1CI, 9C2, 9C14, and 9C15, submitted on January 8th, 2021, for maintenance, monitoring, and source testing requirements.
All right, the status of this one?
Chair Cox, the petitioner has requested postponement to the March, or continuance to the March 3rd, 2021 hearing board meeting.
So if this takes a motion, then I'll be glad to move that we grant the continuance to the March 3rd, 2021 hearing board meeting.
Yes, it does take a motion. It needs to be approved.
I'll second that.
Okay. So I have a first and a second. All in favor, or do a roll call vote?
Mr. Colomay?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. Okay, moving on to item G4.
Item G4, case number 2021-05-R, to consider a petition for regular variance from District Rules 331 and 206, Part 70 Permit to Operate 9108-R4, Conditions 9C1BV, 9C1 BVI, 9C1 BVII, 9C1 CI, 9C2, 9C14, and 9C15, submitted on January 8th, 2021 for maintenance, monitoring, and source testing requirements.
And the status?
The petitioner has also requested a continuance to the March 3rd hearing board meeting.
So I'll go ahead and move that we approve the continuance to the March 3rd meeting.
Thank you. May I get a second?
Well, second.
I'll second that.
All right. I have a motion and a second.
Mr. Colomay?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. All right, the next item that is up for approval on the agenda is the administrative agenda. Does any hearing board member wish to pull any item from the administrative list? And do we have any public comment?
Chair Cox, we do not have any public comment.
Okay, so with that said, since no items have been pulled, may I please get a motion?
I move the administrative calendar.
Second.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion and a second. May I get any other comments?
Before there's a roll call, just to clean up the record, the administrative agenda, which comprises H1 through H6, pages 3 and 4.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, well then may I get a motion?
Chair Cox, I believe we do have a motion.
Have a motion and a second. May I get a roll call?
Mr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. Okay. All right. That is it for what is on the agenda. May I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Peters.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any other comments? Just a reminder that our next scheduled meeting of the Santa Barbara Air County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board is on March 3rd, 2021 at 9 a.m. The meeting is subject to cancellation if there are no items to be heard. So any other comments? So I have a motion and a second to adjourn. No other comments, so may I get a roll call.
Mr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Dressler?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Cox?
Yes. So thank you, everyone. If I could, just real quick, because I want to clear a couple of things up. It has nothing to do with the board, really. If I can get Ms. Novat and Ms. Saldana to stay on after everyone else drops.
Very good. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
One second. Let me stop recording.